Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story by Whitney Joseph in the Millerton News, moving full steam ahead with the phase of the new highway garage facility to be shared with the village of Millerton. The town of Northeast received word that it's been awarded $327,000 from the county through a 2019 Municipal Innovation Grant Program. Town Supervisor George Kay said he heard earlier that the grant was coming through, but originally thought it was for less money. Meanwhile, Mark Molinaro lauded the program, saying it intends to keep it going for the foreseeable future. Hispaniola Health Partners in Salisbury, a Salisbury-based nonprofit, received a $29,000 grant from the Conservation, Food, and Health Foundation in Boston for its program, Helping Ourselves, which detects and treats female cancers in rural Haiti. This is HHP's second year of funding by the foundation of that program. Well, in Pine Plains, backed by the tenacity of its members, volunteers, and local community, Pine Plains Memorial Hall has been renamed the Stissing Center, is almost ready to open its doors for a limited schedule of performances. In a story in the Millerton News, the kickoff construction concert series, the Stissing Center will hold a grand opening surprise party for the community on Saturday, August 31st, with admission free of charge. Guests will be invited to see the building's progress, celebrate good things to come, and a celebratory dance party. Then on Saturday, September 7th, the Stissing Center will welcome world-renowned musician Wynton Marsalis and his quartet for the building's premier benefit concert. Along with generating money for the operational expenses, the benefit concert will help fund the continuing renovation and kick off the annual benefit concert program at the Stissing Center. For more events and information on the upcoming events, you can go to their website, thestissingcenter.org. Celebrating its 60th year, the Rose Algrant Art Show will exhibit the works of artists the weekend of August 9th in Cornwall. On view for sale will be drawings, paintings, sculptures, ceramics, jewelry, linens, and photography. The exhibition will be held at the Community Hall at the Trinity Retreat Center along the Housatonic River. The opening party, a summer highlight, kicking off the arts celebration, 5 until 8 p.m. The show continues Saturday from 10 till 5 and Sunday from 10 until noon. Portion of the proceeds benefits the Cornwall Volunteer Fire Department. Admission is free. Wasaic Fire Company has their chicken parm and spaghetti dinner coming up 5 to 7 p.m. to benefit the restoration of the 1949 front-wheel drive truck. Tickets are available at $15 each, 845-373-9557. Following on the heels of July's sold-out season opening performances, the Sherman Chamber Ensemble will be offering a concert at 8 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church. Additional concerts coming up in Sherman on August 10th. More information and tickets, shermanchamberensemble.org. Christ Trinity Church in Sheffield has their annual parish fair on Saturday, August 10th, 9 until 3, rain or shine. A huge tag sale, a food fair featuring pulled pork, chicken tacos, Mexican street corn, guacamole and chips, salads, pies, fresh Cape Cod clams, a large bake sale, silent auction, and more. More information, well, Saturday, August 10th, 9 to 3, the tag sale, early birds, $8.30 for $10. Plenty of parking on Main Street in Sheffield, ChristTrinitySheffield.org. A paint and sip fundraiser will be held Saturday, August 10th from 2 to 4 at Trinity UMC Social Hall, Ashley Falls Road, Ashley Falls, Massachusetts. Create an image of a mama and baby giraffe on a large 16 by 20 canvas. To register or more information, 413-205-8346. 2019 Grumbling Griffins Annual Theater Arts Campers performing a performance open to the public at Cornwall Town Hall. A second performance at the Snow Queen is an original adaptation of Hans Christian Andersen's Timeless Tale. Will take place Saturday, August 10th at 2 p.m., written and directed by Leslie Elias, with original music composed by Elias and performed by musical director Dale Adams. Following the public performance, which begins at 2 p.m., a musical procession parade will go to the town greed, featuring the Golden Lady, a giant rod puppet created by Ellen Moon of Cornwall Bridge. Grumbling Griffins is a nonprofit organization. More information, 860-672-0286, grumblinggriffins.org. Berkshire Botanical Gardens Grow Show will be held August 10th and 11th, including Game of Flowers Design Competition, a battle of the buds to emulate the style of legendary architect Frank Gehry. It's in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Game of Flowers on Saturday, August 10th at 3 o'clock at the Garden Center's house. The Pine Plains Lion Club annual beef barbecue will be held Saturday at the Lions Pavilion. Continuous servings, all you can eat from 5 till 7. Tickets $15 per person in advance, $17 at the door. Children under 12 are $7.50 per child. Children under the age of 5, free. Tickets available at the Pine Plains Pharmacy. The Platter and Pine Plains Fine Wines. More information at 914-474-0908. A Lucky Orphans Rescue Benefit Brews at the Barn happens on Saturday from 6 till 9 p.m., an evening of fun with live music, food, beverages, also canine demonstrations by Paw Stars, line dancing and raffles. Tickets $75 per person. More information, brewsatthebarn.bpt.me. Lucky Orphans is located on Route 22, of course. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast on Sunday the 11th at the Sharon Firehouse on West Main Street, 7 to 10:30. August 11th from 10 till 12, if you missed it in July, if you'd like to do it again, expert David Payton will have an exciting exploration of mushrooms at the Sharon Audubon Center. The walk will take place at the Wildlife Sanctuary and will not involve collecting mushrooms. All ages are welcome, $10 for adults, $5 for children under 12. Pre-registration would be appreciated. More information at 860-364-0520, extension 120. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 375.93 to 26,383.00 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off the day today at 8,039.16 and the S&P 500 at 2938.34. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.